everybody. Welcome to Whistle While You Work podcast. This is episode 92, What to Pack for Disney.
Are we going somewhere?
Well, I think I really want to go. And so this episode maybe is just to kind of fill a void for our lack of trip. Although we did just have another fun trip, but it wasn't Disney.
I feel like Luke Skywalker.
What's that?
I want to go to Disney and play with my friends.
You're feeling whiny then?
Yeah, I'm feeling a little whiny because it's been so long. Listen, I felt like I've been dealing with it pretty good. And then the fellas, they sent the message out this week. Message. Time to start planning the next guys trip. And I'm like, oh, snap.
You know, I think for me, I've learned that anticipating the trip is almost as fun as being there. I know it's not the same for you, but I get really excited just, you know, knowing that there's a trip down the road and that I can start thinking about it and mentally preparing and going.
Well, you know, I mean, you and I haven't talked about it really prior to just now.
Okay.
But kind of thinking I got to go.
Okay.
I'm just going to put it out there. I'm like,
we'll discuss it with you and me and all of our listeners.
Let's just put all of our, let's put it all out there for the whole world to hear. I'm just like, I don't know. Now, I don't know any details. Honestly, the messages started coming through. I really haven't even had a chance to look and go through them. Everything has just been.
You're talking about your guys' trip.
So
the Escape
busy.
To the Magic podcast dudes.
You know, those fellas.
All those other guys.
And others. And, you know, so many people these days. And, you know, I love those guys. At this point, I'd be happy just to go by myself. Honestly, I want to go so bad. But.
I heard Dak went by himself. Have you heard that?
No.
Okay. You're really out of the loop.
Yeah.
But. I haven't heard all the details about
it. I haven't just escaped to the magic. I have escaped reality.
Okay.
I'm gone.
Whatever. Well, okay. So if you don't know, I do book travel for Disney. So if anyone needs help planning a trip, I'm a free service. I book directly with Disney. I also can plan and book other things. But the reason why I want to do this episode is because it's just kind of like a nuts and bolts. Like, I, you know, people ask a lot, like, well, what should I pack or what should I take? And I thought, well, maybe I can send them, you know, this information and all of our little, you know, commentary about what to pack.
I think that's so smart. This is something that sometimes a lot of time and effort is spent on it, and then sometimes not enough time and effort is spent
on
it.
We've done both, yeah.
So you can go way overboard, and then you can go way underprepared, and there really is a sweet spot in there for you.
Yeah.
And I do think it has a lot to do with as many things as I've always preached, managing your own expectations.
Yeah, I was about to say, we have to pack our patience, pack our expectations.
Yeah, you know, those belong in your suitcase too, maybe even in your carry-on bags, but you've got to pack those too. But just managing your expectations in general, you may think you need to bring a whole bunch of stuff, but if you're a little bit like me, you're going to come home with a whole bunch of stuff. Which might tell you that, hey, I don't have to take all this stuff because I'm going to get new stuff while I'm there, right?
That's been my hope lately, although I've been a little disappointed with things that I've been shopping for at the parks.
That is true. That is true. So, you know, you again, manage your expectations. You may not come out, you know, smelling all roses on that one, but you could. And when we talk about footwear in just a moment, I'll tell you a little bit of some of my theory behind that.
Okay, just one other little thing that I read a news article that now, after like 5 years plus, you can finally at your resort check your luggage right to your airline. So people are hoping that that means
Oh my goodness, can you imagine? What a novel concept.
So that last day when
How did they come up with that idea?
So when you're checking out of your hotel, you can go
it's
up
like
to
It's like it's 2002 all over
go
again.
To your lobby and... You know, go ahead and check your bags and go right to your airline. Anyway, so I don't know if you'd seen that, but I thought that
no. Remember, I'm so out of it right now. I don't know what's going on, but that sounds awesome. When are they bringing the Magical Express back?
Well, that's the thing. People are saying that they think
it's got to be the precursor, right?
Yeah. Anyway, okay. Why don't we start with clothes? Because you kind of talked about shoes, so let's just talk about what to pack as far as clothes and shoes. So my first thing I would say is. Unless it's like May through September, if it's not those months, you might need like a light jacket, some type of thing. But those other months, it's just going to be hot. The only question is it going to be hot and wet or just hot?
Yeah. No, I think that's absolutely right. When you are there, you know, May I think is a good starting point. Really, maybe even a little bit late April.
Yeah.
It's going to start getting warm. And really late April through that September area and September, just like it is here in Texas, it's just hot. It's hot every day. And you're going to get that. You're not going to get very much, if any, relief from that at all. So that's great time to make sure that you're packing shorts, short sleeves, light clothing, things that are very breathable and comfortable for you. You know, make sure that you're packing things that are going to look good too, because you're going to be sweating, right? So I think it's an interesting thing to talk about. You're in so many pictures, right? So avoid some of those darker clothes that's going to show your sweat going there. You know, certainly avoid grays. That's going to be very unforgiving to you, because it's just going to happen. That's the nature of it.
Yeah.
It's not just you, it's everyone there.
Yeah.
So do yourself a favor and pack the right kind of clothing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would say I've learned over time, and I learned this back when we were more into running, but I remember that you would buy a shoe that your foot could swell and get bigger. So
yeah,
I buy
half size bigger.
Yeah, half size bigger. And that really did eliminate blisters, which I was prone to before I realized that and got really good, comfortable shoes. But the other thing I've really learned is socks.
I used to
cheap out on socks, and now I spend like $10 or $12 per pair of sock, which seems excessive, but I use them so much and they have the right, ergonomical. Is that the right word? Like, it protects your heel and all the things. And
I don't know what the word is, but they're good socks, and good socks, they really do make a big difference for you. You know, remember, you're going to be going for miles.
Yes.
On your days in the parks. I mean miles,
yeah.
You know, I don't know if you've ever sat down at the end of the day and you looked at your watch and you're like, wow, how many steps did I have today? Wow. That was like the equivalent of 2.5 miles. Your Disney days are going to be, you know, four times that. You can expect, you know, if you're kind of casual and maybe even a little bit, you know, slow, you know, 4 or 5 miles is not out of the realm of possibility. And if you're not used to that, that could really do a number on you. So good shoes and good socks will make all the difference there.
Yeah, and I think we've talked so much about this, but you can get a locker. If you still are in the stroller phase of life, then you can store the light jacket if it's not dead of summer. You can store a pair of Crocs if you're going on Tiana's Bayou or Cali River Rapids or at Disneyland. There's the grizzly bear. Anyway, if you're going on a wet ride, Crocs are good. We've learned you cannot take your shoes off. Disney gets very grumpy if you take your shoes off.
One cast member did.
Yeah, but you know.
But that was in California where everybody's grumpy.
They're not all grumpy.
I'm from California.
Bah humbug, right?
Yeah, no. Okay, so you started to go into the footwear component there a little bit too, and that's where I was going with Crocs.
Well, we're talking about shoes and socks.
No, I think that's good. And this is the point that I was going to make early on, but we'll jump to it right now. This is just my opinion, but do you need to pack Crocs to take them there? I don't know. If you have a favorite pair you want, sure. But there are so many awesome Disney Crocs that are available in the parks. And the price on their Crocs there is pretty much the same as you'd find in the Crocs store.
Exactly.
So you're not going to pay a premium on them, but you'll get some cool ones. I will tell you personally, it's actually one of my favorite pair of footwear is my Magic Kingdom park map socks.
You mean Crocs?
Crocs. Dang.
So many words.
I was trying to get them all out. I was so close, right? I have a pair of Crocs, and the design on them actually is an early 1960s.
70s, yeah.
So you think it's 70s? I think it's 60s.
Well, the park didn't open until 70s, so yeah.
Well, Disneyland.
Oh, I thought it was...
I said Magic Kingdom, but I lied. I meant Disneyland.
Oh, okay. Anyway, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, it could have been the 60s. It's an old-timey map.
Listen, that wasn't the important part. It's a cool-looking pair of Crocs, right? And I've had them for years, but the reason I got them was because we were there in the summertime, which is prone to flash thunderstorms.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to come, and they're going to go, and they're going to be heavy and intense.
Yeah.
And the last thing you want is to be walking around in squishy shoes and socks. And so the storm rolled in, and I took my shoes off and my socks off, and I ran into the store there. We were at Hollywood Studios, which is really unforgiving in the rain. And I ran right into one of the stores up there in the front. I bought these Crocs. I'd seen them. I was so excited. I bought these Crocs, and I wore them around. And it was awesome because I walked around in those things. No big deal. No problem. They got wet. No issue. And then when I was done with them, I stuck them in the locker, put my other shoes back on, and I could swap them out as I needed to. I've taken those ones with me many times. If you're not sure what to take, I'm telling you this right now, you'll be able to find something there in the parks. It won't be a problem for you.
Yeah. Yeah, and that kind of leads to another thing to pack, which is a poncho. So here's this is my opinion on ponchos. I get the ones that are like $1 and I use them for Tiana's Bayou Adventure. For me, I prefer that. I don't like being, because you can get significantly wet on that ride. Maybe in the summer I wouldn't wear it, but most of the time I would wear. And the thing is, you can throw it away right after the ride. Like, you're like, it's a dollar. I don't need to hold on.
It's a garbage bag.
So, but my other thing is, I would not personally probably pack, especially if you're limited on space, I probably would not pack other ponchos besides those really small, cheap ones, because you can buy Disney ones. And anytime it's raining, you can buy it like almost any counter service.
Every shop with a counter has ponchos. Them there. They're actually really good ponchos. They're nice, good, heavy material. I mean, are they going to last you for years? No, but they'll last you for a couple of trips for sure. We've used them throughout the days that we needed to. If all of a sudden we started a trip and it was great and sunny, and then we had a period of a couple days that were rainy, we were able to reuse them for a couple days. And when you're done, listen, you just fold them right back up, stick them in your backpack. You can use them. They'll fold right down really flat and good. They're about $10. So a little on the pricey side, but Mickey's on there and they are good quality.
Yeah. Yeah. And that kind of just, I mean, again, we're out of this phase, but when we had a stroller, you could buy and I'm sure people that have kids in strollers, you can buy a cover for your stroller, which, a lot of times you have to just park your stroller and leave it for a while. And so you could, if you think it's going to rain, or even if you just leave it for a while, you might want to put one of those plastic covers to keep all the stuff inside your stroller plus the stroller dry. But I don't want to get too far. Well, I guess the last thing I would say is I would probably not bring an umbrella. Do you have an opinion on? I just don't.
No. Don't bring an umbrella. That first of all, it's a terrible thing to carry around. Yeah. Second of all, you're going to have a hard time and you're going to probably poke someone in the eye at some point. Yeah. There's not a lot of space for that sort of thing.
I wouldn't need it.
I think if you get a good poncho with a hood on it, like the Disney ones, it's fine. If you don't want to get a Disney one, you can bring your own. For sure, you can do it. I'm really not a poncho guy unless the rain's going to be persistent over a long period of time, right? If this is going to be one of those quick and fast ones, I might get a little wet while I run into a shop or some other place and wait it out for a few minutes. But if it looks like it's going to rain for the rest of the day, then I think the poncho is a good idea. So I have mixed feelings about them. I don't like to bring them with me on the trip. I know you do. I don't care if I get wet on a particular ride, if I'm going to get on a water ride that's going to get me wet. I just don't want my feet and my shoes wet. That's my thing. I don't want to walk around like that. That's how you do get blisters.
Yeah.
So having something that you can put on your feet if you know you're going to be wet, I think is an important element.
So as far as going back to clothing for girls, I know you talked about men and kind of your perspective. I think there's a balance of wanting to look cute, and having things that fit with the, if you're at Hollywood Studios, maybe you'll find a Star Wars t-shirt. I see a lot of women that when you go to Animal Kingdom, they wear something with animal print on it. It's just fun to kind of get into that element of it. So just think when you're packing about the individual days and what, because I guess the thing is, maybe it's more of a woman thing, but like when you get there, you get like your fashion senses perk up and you see a lot of people that have really put a lot of time and thought into it. And so, just know that if that's kind of a thing for you and you're like, I would like to be up on, a little bit of the fashion and the trends, that you're going to see it. And so you're not out of the realm. I mean, the people I mean, with the ears and the whole, I mean, you cannot wear a costume, right? But you can really dive into
There's some people that push the boundaries of that, yeah. though.
But I'm just saying, as far as when you're thinking about packing, this isn't like your normal, hey, I'm going to work, I'm going to the grocery store. Like, you can live like a kid. So maybe I would just say, enjoy taking your fashion to the extreme a little bit if you want.
I think that's pretty good advice. I will say this. If you are going on a Disney trip and you're only planning to attend Disney parks, leave those other theme park shirts at home.
Oh, here we go.
Here's my soapbox, right? But we don't need to see Harry Potter in the middle of Animal Kingdom or Epcot, right? Jurassic Park, which is a great attraction. That's Universal.
Yeah.
Wear that on your Universal day.
No Despicable Me, right? Minions.
No, they stay over there. They got their own place. Leave them in their home. Go visit them there. Bring the friends that live in the place you're visiting and wear them. It's just one of those things where I don't know why it bugs me so much. It just does. It bugs me. I'm like, don't you know where you are? The answer is no, because I'm walking behind these people and they stop right in front of you in the middle of the walkway. So they clearly don't know where they are. But, I mean, come on. There's so many cool Disney shirts and clothes out there. And if you don't want to wear one of those, fine. We'll wear something else. But don't wear another park's shirt in there, right?
Right. It's like going to a different high school and wearing, you know, your old high school or whatever.
Don't wear your rival's colors on homecoming. So be smart.
So there's a few.
Mostly I'm talking to the dudes.
Yeah. Well, and I would say there's a few places to get pretty inexpensive Disney gear. Like, you can go to Target, Kohl's, Walmart, all those places you can find.
They all have Disney shirts and they're cheap, like $10. I mean, come on, you could do that. But but leave the other park stuff at the other parks. Go visit them. They're great parks.
Yeah.
And they don't want you wearing Mickey when you're there either.
Yeah,
same rule apply, okay?
I was, like I said, I'm a travel agent and I can do Disney or Universal. And they told us specifically when we were going on a tour of the Universal hotels, they're like, do not wear Disney clothes to this.
Yeah, tour. They don't want to see that. It's rude.
Yeah. So the other thing I'd say about clothes is we have used Etsy several times to get matching shirts or coordinating shirts. I would say one of other Randy's soapboxes is he doesn't like it when the guys wear the most expensive day ever t-shirts.
So lame.
Yeah.
Nobody thinks that's funny anymore.
Yeah.
And by nobody, I mean, I don't think that's funny anymore.
You never thought it was funny.
I never thought it was funny, right? I mean, way to be a killjoy, right? Suck the life out of the party here. Yeah. Don't wear that shirt. It's just lame.
Yeah. So
instead, wear a shirt that says most fun day ever.
I think the last thing I would say.
The most fun I ever had spending money. That's a funny shirt, right? Not most expensive day ever. Ugh. Or the one that says broke.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't stand that.
Or scan here. There's like a barcode. Scan here for money. Or,
yeah. We all know they're taking our money left and right, hand over fist. That's a different thing. Stop reminding me about it.
Yeah, I would say the other couple things about clothes is I know that, like, my cousin Jenny, when she went, she like packed like her daughter, her like full outfit in Ziploc bags, right? Like, so Tuesday she labeled her bag. She knew what shorts, shirt, you know, underwear, everything that they would need. So that's like that just sometimes I love the idea of doing that because when you get home from the park, you're so exhausted. You're like, okay, wait, what's the bare minimum? Like, what do I need to know or do for tomorrow to make sure that I'm ready? And the other thing I would say for when you're packing is that I like those little pods. What are they called? Like the little or like suitcase organizers where you can zip up into smaller little containers like your clothing into different little compartments. So those are just some things that I like when I travel. I think we've kind of.
I'm a roller.
You do roll your luggage.
Roll my clothes.
Roll your clothes too.
Keeps the wrinkles out generally. Yeah. Anyways, good.
Okay, so I feel like we could talk a lot more about clothes, but I feel like that's the basics. So what else do you think of when you think about packing for Disney?
Well, I mean, there are some other bases you'd have. Obviously, your toiletries, you know, sunscreen, great idea. Sure, you can buy some while you're there. If you're staying on property at the resorts, just know you'll pay a premium for it versus, you know, buying it someplace like Walmart or Target, right? If you're staying off property, that becomes a really easy thing for you to do, but you definitely need your sunscreen. And honestly, you really need your sunscreen year round. Florida is one of those kinds of places that if you're out there in the sun, you're going to get sunburned. Don't just think because it's February or because it's December that you'll be immune. I have gotten really burnt in February and in December because I didn't put sunscreen on, right? Same goes for other things, hats, sunglasses, you know, sometimes accessories. If you're a sunglass wearer, and you're like me, you might struggle with the fact that you have to put them on and take them off so many times, right? So
I got
bands that I could attach to the sunglass and I could just slide them off and let them hang. I'm like one of those old guys on a fishing trip. I don't care. I'm a Disney dad, right? Because there's nothing worse than having to take them on, put them off every single time you go in and out of these buildings or these queues or anything like that. And it's an easy way to keep track of them. So those are great things to have there.
Yeah.
You know, and make sure that you got something to carry the things that you need in. You know, there's a lot of people that like to carry water bottles. I'm not one of those. You are. You bring a water bottle with you. There's plenty of places for you to fill water bottles. So, water's free.
Yeah.
And if that's something you don't want to spend $5 for a bottle, which I think is a reasonable thing to avoid. You know, there's water fountains all over the place and you can fill your water bottle up, and you can even fill them up at the drink stations. That's not a problem either, generally. So water is free and available.
That's kind of my hack. Like when we were at Epcot last time, at the Connections Eatery, I think over not too far from Guardians, they have, you can just go up and you can get ice and water. So I love it when there's stations where you can actually get ice. But yeah, I would say, I do take a water bottle. It's only about 12 ounces because we're out of the stroller phase. If I had a stroller, I'd probably take a bigger one, but I can reasonably carry that in my crossbody purse without it being gigantic, and I can actually fit it in my purse. I guess let's go to my purse right now. So I carry sunglasses. I don't really do a hat. I find that I like to wear the ears, and then I feel like you're in and out of, like you said, you're taking those sunglasses on and off because you're in the shade a lot and you're going in and out of buildings a lot. To me, I'm not a huge hat wearer.
Now, I sometimes wear a hat, but I don't love wearing a hat either, which is interesting because I'm bald.
Yeah.
Follically challenged.
That's right.
Okay. But again, that's where I go back to the sunscreen. You know, I do bring enough sunscreen that I apply it liberally all over my entire head the whole time.
But you have like a super small travel size one.
It's not super small, but it's a travel size one. It's like 1.9 ounces or something like that. But it's enough to do that and keep applying regularly to my face and to the top of my head. Now, you can wear a hat. That's fine, too. My issue with hats, a lot like sunglasses, I get on a ride and I got to take it off. What do I do with it? I got to stick it into this bag. Am I going to remember to take it out of this bag? I don't know. Is it going to fall off on the ride? I don't know. So I just don't like a lot of hassle. I don't want to think about a whole bunch of stuff. And that's kind of my MO when I'm packing, is I don't like to carry a lot of things. I don't like to bring a lot of things.
Yeah.
I like to be able to just go and do whatever and be a little bit liberated.
I'll describe a little bit more about what's in my purse, and then you tell us like
what's in my purse.
Your wallet situation, like
it's
what
a European carry-all.
They're sitting on their edge of their seat waiting for the rest of this. All right, you have to get through my purse though. So I carry a very small bottle of hand sanitizer. Sometimes you're like, you know, eating a churro on the curb, and you're like, my hands are dirty or my kids are filthy. So it's nice to have that. I have the sunglasses. I carry like protein bars, like a small snack. I usually have a couple of those in my bag because if you didn't know, you can bring food into Disney. So it's not prohibited. No glass type of a thing, but you can bring your own snacks, goldfish, that type of stuff.
Sandwiches.
Yeah.
It can be done.
I don't know about coolers. I don't know if there's a rule on that. I've never seen anyone bring a cooler.
Not like rolling coolers, but you can have those hand, if it's like a carry one, like with a strap, it's like any other bag or backpack.
They'll still check it. Yeah.
They'll check it, but you know, that's not prohibited. But you can't bring like a rolling igloo, for instance.
Right. Something else on my purse is, I found this on Etsy. My friend Babby sent this to me, but there's a place where I can hang this little clip where when I don't feel like wearing my Minnie Mouse ears, I can take it off and snap it on to the outside of my purse and it will carry them without it falling. Because sometimes it's hard to fit those ears into any sort of purse or bag. I like to have gum, but that's another thing is you cannot buy gum at Disney. They don't want...
No, they don't sell it.
They don't want gum on their floor. And then I carry a small little brush because, you know, I'm vain like that. I know there's going to be pictures coming up and you get very windswept on the rides. So that's another thing I bring. I bring a hair tie and then I bring a hair band because on those rides, especially like I'm thinking Tron, your hair is whipped all over the place. And for me, I've learned that I don't have as great of an experience if my hair is in my eyes and whipping around. I mean, duh. So just... That's kind of it. I mean, I know that sounds like a lot compared to what you carry, but I'm the same way. Like literally I'm carrying that on my shoulder all day long.
Yeah.
So I'm very, oh, that was one other thing. I do carry a Ziploc bag, a couple small Ziploc bags because I like going to bakeries and I like going to getting things that taste good. And usually the wrapping at Disney leaves a lot to be desired. There is not, to me, their packaging and their food is just... I don't know. So I have a Ziploc bag so that I can take home my husband's apple caramel cookie that I bought him at Germany.
You don't need to take that home. I'm going to eat it.
Well, if you weren't with me and I bought one.
Oh, well, you would do that because you're
so
nice.
If I think of anything else, but like I said.
Yeah, you forgot one thing.
What's that?
You bring a portable charger.
Oh, yes. Because I take a lot of pictures and videos and my battery drains. So I have that.
Yeah.
And then I guess I should mention I do bring my ID even though... I don't think I've ever needed it, but you just never know if you're going to have issues with your ticket or something. So I bring my
ID. So I don't bring that much. I usually will bring a backpack with me to the park in the morning. It has things that I think I'm going to need throughout the day. And this is where I kind of sometimes overpack and overbring things, right? Whether that's a light jacket, whether it's a hat, whether it's
Crocs,
whether it's a portable charger with charging cables, whatever I need. And then the very first thing I do when I get to the park is I go get a locker and I shove that bag in there because the rest of the day.
And like you even put your sunscreen in there.
My sunscreen goes in there too. The rest of the day, what I'm going to walk around with is two things, my sunglasses and my phone.
What about your wallet?
No, I leave my wallet in the locker too because I use Apple Pay for everything in the park.
Your Magic Band, you could use that.
Yeah, you can use your Magic Band as well. But either way, I pay for everything cashless. And so I don't need anything there. I will take sometimes my ID and I'll put it in my phone case if I needed it for some reason. But like you, I've never had them ask for it. They used to ask for it back in the day when we had to show our DVC member card and they would like compare names. But now that's on my phone too. Yeah. So everything is on my phone. That's all I need. And I leave the rest of it in the locker. So I don't like to carry a whole bunch of stuff around in the park. That's how I am.
Yeah, there's times when I envy you that. Oh, I should mention, I always bring chapstick because I have a chapstick addiction.
I leave it in the locker.
I am addicted to chapstick, so I do not like the feeling of my lips drying out. Plus, there is sunscreen protection in that. So let's talk a little bit about, let's say you're flying in to Disney, and like, what would you have on your carry-on luggage? Anything in particular that you would have in your carry-on or just keeping in mind that, hey, you're going to get there and then you're going to want to hit a park right away?
Yeah. So if...
does that change how you pack it all?
You're dropping your luggage off at the hotel, I guess?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it changes really how I pack at all.
Okay.
There may be things in my backpack or something I'll shove into my suitcase when I get to the hotel, and then I've got the rest of the stuff I need. So I don't know that it really changes my plan. Now, you know, we've talked about the how would you do a day trip sort of thing before, and I think I just laid it out, right? You know, I'm going to stick in my backpack those things that I need that are essential for basically the trip there and while I'm in the park, and that's it, and I'm going to leave it in my locker.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's talk about just the hotel in general. So bringing a swimsuit is nice. Usually the pools, especially if you're staying at the Disney pools, stay open often till 11 p.m. So you just check. Really, that's something you have to check when you check go into the resort that day or that week, is you want to know your pool hours. Flip-flops. I do not wear flip-flops at the park. I even used to wear the, I don't know how you say it. It's like Sanuk sandals that are like the yoga, really comfortable sandals. But I used to sometimes wear those at the parks. Now I'm just exclusively, I wear Brooks that are really running shoes, but are very comfortable. But yeah, I wear flip-flops, swimsuit, you know, a swimsuit cover up for those that want that, at your resort. Anything else?
Well, I think that it's not a bad idea to, also don't forget to bring something that maybe is just a little bit nicer, right? You don't need to dress up fancy, but you know, fellas, maybe you have a nice pair of shorts and a nice button-down shirt. There's plenty of great restaurants to go to where you just don't want to look like a hobo. And so, you know, wearing a t-shirt and your ratty shorts that you spend all day in the park and you kind of smell like, sometimes it's nice to go back to the hotel, put on something a little bit nicer, not dressy per se, but just a little bit nicer. And then you can have a good time when you go to a nicer restaurant or ADR.
There's not a lot totally of optional. Dress codes.
There's not a lot of dress code. There are a couple of restaurants that, and you'll want to make sure that you do that anyways for the prices that they charge.
Yes.
But there's only a couple like that. So generally, you're not going to have a lot of dress code issues. Now, of course, remember, there are rules. Like they don't allow offensive clothing or things that are exceptionally revealing. Like there are some rules around that. So make sure that you pack appropriately.
Yeah. I would say something else that we haven't mentioned is this is also something that is debatable whether you need to pack it or not, but a first aid kit, that would be helpful maybe at the hotel. If you're ever at the park, you can always get Band-Aids and some basic first aid stuff at different first aid places throughout the park. The other thing that we've done before is we have done a lot of different iterations of groceries. We've had groceries delivered. We've taken groceries on the plane, just peanut butter and basic stuff like that, especially if you're there for a while. And we knew that we'd have the kitchen space. A lot of the resorts do. I mean, we're DVC, so there's almost always a kitchen where we're staying, unless we're not staying at a DVC place. But I've had pretty good success ordering and having groceries delivered. It'll go usually to your hotel lobby and you pick it up there. For me, I do not like paying a bunch of money for water. So it's nice to have water bottles if I'm not going to do the refillable thing. And then I think most people are kind of in the same mindset of breakfast. Usually breakfast is something that can easily be eaten in your hotel room, or so you're saving a little bit of money. Any other thoughts on food or snacks or things like that to pack?
Nope.
I caught you in a yawn.
Nope.
All right. So I feel like we need to talk a little bit. I don't know if this is in, I think this is in the realm of this podcast, but what do we need to pack as far as electronics and preparing our electronics? Because I feel like that's, nowadays, if you don't have the app and have that set up, you really haven't quite packed for Disney, I think.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, to be in the parks, you really only need your phone.
Well, I'm just, yeah, that's true.
So I don't know what electronics you need.
Well, our kids like their AirPods on the airplane and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, I think whatever you need for the plane, sure. Yeah, you definitely need some listening equipment for the airplane. Yeah. Don't be one of those people without headphones or earbuds or something like that. Nobody wants to hear your weird movie. So, you know, make sure that you've got stuff to make that private. But, you know, I think that a lot of people bring that kind of stuff with them everywhere they go at this point anyways. And so there's no reason to think that you need to do anything different there.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about packing / preparing your phone for a Disney experience?
Well, okay. So, I mean, Well, it depends. I mean, that's a loaded question, okay. Right? This is not a one size fits all, because we've all expressed pretty strong feelings on traveling with groups and who's responsible for apps and all sorts of stuff, right?
That's so true. So not, you know, everyone.
So group, I'm not going to give you any advice about that. Generally, you're going to need to have a way to have your park ticket available, which you'll need through the My Disney Experience app or the Disneyland app. You know, you may, depending on the size of your group or who's in charge, need to be the person who takes care of ride reservations on Lightning Lanes, mm-hmm. and those sorts of things, making dining reservations, ordering food. You know, you can mobile order your food. So you want to have the apps there ready to go. You know, the best thing that you can really do is, after you have planned your trip and you've bought your park tickets, pay attention to the emails that Disney sends to you.
Yes.
There's like 7,000 of them over the few days before you get there on how to prepare for your trip electronically.
Yeah.
I think they do a really good job of telling you that, and there's great videos that explain how those things work. And if you have other questions, there's many episodes where we've talked about the app and how to use that.
Okay, good, good. I did talk about the first aid kits, but let's talk a little bit about Advil. If you're prone to headaches or motion sickness, those are things you want to think about before your trip. I don't think, have you ever been able to find Dramamine at the hotel?
A couple of them had it, but they've not had the ones
that
I like.
Park, you can't find a lot of that stuff.
It's not available at the park, which I never understand. You'd think they'd have Dramamine.
I bet
there.
If you went to a first aid station, you could maybe get one there.
I don't know, but if I got to go to a first aid station, I may as well go home. So, I pack all day non-drowsy Dramamine. I usually take that for the plane ride. I take it every day I'm in a park. It's just a 24-hour all day. It's a non-drowsy. It doesn't make me sleepy, so it really is true. Some people may not have as much luck. You may have to figure out what works for you if you have motion sickness. I do suffer from some pretty acute motion sickness, and so I just, every day I'm at the park, I just start the day off with that, and I take it. I take an allergy medication as well. I take a Claritin pretty much every day. And then I pack a little bit of Advil and Tylenol with me to alternate as needed. You know, like I mentioned before, you're going to be doing a lot of walking.
Yeah.
You're going to be doing a lot of standing.
Yeah.
Sometimes the standing is
it's harder.
Worse than the walking.
Yeah.
The standing's worse on my back. The walking's worse on my feet. So they all hurt by the end of the day, and sometimes in the middle, and sometimes even at the beginning, right? So sometimes you need just a little bit of something extra to kind of help push you through. And so you want to have those sorts of things available. Think of them just like sunscreen. That's the same kind of protection for you.
Yeah. And I would say aloe is a good thing, especially if you or your kids are prone to burning. That's just one of those things that's helpful to have. I wouldn't carry it around the park necessarily.
No, I wouldn't carry it around the park either. But I do think that's not a bad thing to bring with you, is aloe, especially if you think like things that are more natural or that are actually more aloe-based. It's surprisingly hard to find actual aloe vera gel now. There's all these kinds of weird substitutes that are full of other things, alcohol. They're not quite as good. We've actually had to search really hard just to get real genuine aloe vera gel. Now we have to buy it on Amazon. I can't even find it in the store most of the time. So you want to sometimes be ready to bring that with you. That might be something that you pack in your checked suitcase, especially if you got kids, because you know how it's going to go with kids. A couple days at the pool, and one of those times, someone's going to forget to reapply.
They're too excited.
They're still going. You can't find them. They're doing whatever, and you're sitting by the pool saying, "Nah, they're fine." There's plenty of lifeguards here.
That's when you're in vacation mode, right?
Yeah.
You're really in it. Okay, I have a few random things here at the end. Autograph book. You can bring one beforehand, or you could pay for one there. They're more expensive there.
That's weird.
You could bring a Sharpie. So you don't have a lot of experience or at all, because you don't do this. But when you meet characters, the characters will autograph for you.
I can autograph for them.
Oh, geez. So there are throughout, I've seen this at Disneyland, our kids have done it there, also at Disney World, is the penny thing where you can put it in the machine and it'll flatten it out and put a design on the penny. So if you want to do that, bring coins, quarters, and pennies. Another thing that people do like crazy is pin trading. So if that's something that you think you or someone in your group would want, there's lanyards. You can start collecting pins and trading those. The other thing, technology wise, is we have like a catchphrase type app on our phone. That way, while you're waiting in line, you have something that you can do that's interactive to pass the time, distract you, have fun.
Yeah, if you're going to be on your phone, you may as well do it with everybody.
Yeah, I think it's fun, except for the very competitive people in my family, then it becomes less fun.
One person.
Another random thing is like baby powder. What's the Gold Bond?
Gold Bond
powder.
Gold Bond's a great idea.
For chafing and all that stuff. So really, I mean, you can listen to this podcast episode and that can help you. I've also just gone to Pinterest and just, or do a search of what to pack for Disney, and you can get ideas.
Why don't you tell me what I need to bring to the parks?
I'm kind of in that place where it's like, I hate overpacking, but I also hate getting somewhere and knowing that like, oh, I already had that at home, but now I have to buy it again here. I don't like that. So it's helpful when you bring the adequate right amount of stuff. Anyway, I thought this was hopefully helpful, maybe not as entertaining, but, I feel like, we've done this enough that when we do mess up our packing after we've done it so many times, it's like, oh, like that was a rookie mistake. I can't believe I forgot, or, you know, that type of thing when we forget something. Like we'd gone to several trips and I'd bought brand new shoes for one of our kids before the trip. And that was a recipe for disaster because he got blisters and all sorts of problems. And I was like, I knew better than this to get new shoes for this kid and then have him walk around.
Got to break him in. You know, the one thing I always forget, not always, but that I forget more often than not is my cooling towel.
Oh, yes.
So,
those are magical.
Now that we're ending the episode, you see, I almost forgot it again here, right? So I carry around sunglasses and my phone. And in the summertime, I also carry around a cooling towel. Most of the time, it hangs out of my pocket. But I've got a couple of them. They're actually the Disney ones. They're blue with some hidden Mickeys all over them,
Yeah. Basically.
And, you know, I just wet them down in the water fountains or in the bathroom. And I use them to kind of wipe my brow, my head, keep them on my neck. And it's just something that's available for me all day long. But I that's one thing I sometimes forget. And as you can tell by how many I have, I've forgotten them many times because I get to on my trip and realize,
Repurchase. Dang
it, I forgot it again.
they really do. It's kind of voodoo how they get cold and they get colder and they actually help you
regulate.
Yeah, regulate your body. We could have mentioned maps. We could have mentioned touring plans or, you know, itineraries.
Those are on your phone.
Those are, yeah, you can have them on your phone. If you have an agent, she might make you a customized one. I'm just saying that that's pretty helpful to have. But have fun. You know, what you would normally pack for any trip, think that way. There are, you know, of course, some specialty things that we've mentioned. But just pack your patience and set your expectations that it's not going to be 100% perfect, but that there's always the unexpected magic that Disney pours into you if you're aware of it. So that's going to happen too.
Awesome.
All right. Hope this helped you pack your bags and have a good trip.
Bye.